Florida A&M's governing board reached a deal Monday to pay former President James Ammons more than $98,000 in bonuses in exchange for speeding up his resignation date. Ammons was originally set to leave by October 11th. FAMU's Provost Larry Robinson will serve as interim president at least until the school's board meets in August. Student board member Marissa West called for Robinson's appointment, saying the university needs stability.
Well, I think that we've seen the negative effects of letting things linger and not being decisive and not having an answer to solutions.
But Robinson's appointment may also be temporary. In the run-up to the board's Monday meeting, other suggestions to fill the interim position were tossed out. Most names are not affiliated with FAMU. And board member Rufus Montgomery says while he has no objections to Robinson filling the post, he wants the door to stay open for other people to be considered.
In our August meeting, at that point, after an exchange amongst the board and a discussion with the potential candidates, and along to Trustee Lawson's point, we should offer, if there are other folks who are interested in this. Since I've been on the board, we've never made a quick decision on anything. We couldn't make a decision when someone was killed. So why are we making such a rush today?
Ammons' resignation follows that of former band director Julian White. The university board member Tori Alston says more people need to go, too.
Everyone is looking for stability at this point, but I also believe that there also has to be some major reforms and changes because, you know, although the former president now is gone, there are still major issues and probably some people in the wrong places and wrong seats that I think has to be dealt with immediately.
As interim president, Robinson's task is to begin the cleanup process. He came back to FAMU last year after serving briefly in the Obama administration. Shortly after the board's meeting, Robinson spoke for the first time. He says he's honored to have the interim position, even if it's only for a short time. And he also says the school won't be doing business as usual.
We have some things we need to work on. We're going to work on those. But, you know, I see it as an opportunity for the university to move forward on a number of fronts, and that's what I'm going to be looking to do.
Meanwhile, Ammons is now on sabbatical until October, at which time he will become a tenured faculty member. In the 5 years he was at the helm of FAMU, the school had a string of clean audits and achieved full accreditation of its College of Law. But a hazing scandal within the school's band program and other issues arising in the last several months have marred that record. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.